Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk about a lot of different body parts real quick. First thing that we just discovered is that Steve is hungry.
You are
a very hungry fellow, according to science.
Okay, I guess so.
They did a study with male college students.
Like, what?
In years past, I didn't feel bad about talking about this, but right now I feel like Amber's just going to tolerate us, our juvenile selves, yes, as we talk about boobs and junk.
Yep.
Just for a minute, but I think you're going to be interested.
I'll play along. It's fine.
Okay. Well, they did was they wanted to figure out what. Bottom line is, hungry boys like big boobs.
I guess.
Oh, it's a waste of a study, but all right.
It's not, because then, okay, it is. Because we've
what is the point?
So the hungrier a boy is, the bigger he wants.
Yeah.
So they would want to know if varying levels of hunger affected their mommy part preferences, but they weren't told that. So the students would go in and report their hunger, and say whether they were hungry, very hungry, or quite hungry, and then anyone who was considered full, I guess, weren't in it. Anyway, then they showed them 3D animations of mommy parts.
Woo!
And the hungry ones only liked the really big. So it's like, it's almost as if we think of them as food.
Oh, that's
the correlation.
Because
the more hungry we are, the more we're attracted to.
But if we're full, then we don't want.
Then we don't.
That's so weird.
That is so weird.
And I'm not a. I'm not
boobs.
Stop. I have never.
Earlier, he went, ugh.
No. Yeah. To huge you're ones, just, yes.
You're disgusted by all.
Not true. I like, little ones are awesome.
Oh, okay.
Like, but huge are just, and huge and fake are.
Wow.
Do you have a preference, Amber?
Mine?
That's the other thing, that you will never feel ogled or sexualized by me, because I don't even look.
Oh, that's right. You don't look at them. Yeah.
Whereas you, like.
You have zero interest.
I don't have zero.
Which is sad, because it's a big turn on for most women, and then you're
I just don't.
Get those away, bro.
I understand their significance.
Gross.
Can you sports bra those up? Because I don't want to.
I feel uncomfortable. That is not, I don't want to look.
I'm losing this battle. And because she's believing that I feel that way, but I don't.
Yeah, just most. Sorry, it's
like the little ones when you got a little side boob action. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
But the huge ones when they're just like pushed together and just like,
right.
It's just too much. Yeah. I don't like it.
When the boobs arrive in the room 3 minutes before she does, it's
gross to me.
And then, 3 minutes before.
It's like, ooh, here comes. I know who's next. Okay, so that's our first little talk about that.
Yeah.
Very informative. So glad I know that. Thank you, Slacker. I am enlightened.
Do you have somewhere to go? Do you need to go tan somebody or something? Because the next thing is a new plastic surgery trend. And I want to...
This is just weird.
Isn't it, though?
Interesting.
Or maybe not. I don't...
There's a hot new trend where it's called... Can I say the G word? Junk.
Okay.
Junk matchmaking.
Yeah.
It's where a couple both get plastic surgery to make their naughty regions more compatible.
I like how Amber phrased it.
Well, is it like actually, like, are they matching these people up, or is it just a general fixing of the area?
Don't you love it when we talk about a taboo and we're just stepping around words? We got to get a podcast where we can just talk like we normally
talk.
So a man might have his junk enlarged.
Okay.
It says to better fit his wife or girlfriend's lady parts.
Okay.
More friction. That's what it says.
Suddenly that word is not...
No, I don't know, but it's just like, she said it as if it was just occurring to her. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, oh, more friction. I'm starting to get it.
Okay. But isn't that, that's not like pairing them up. That's just kind of, well, if they could pair it up, that'd be awesome. Like, well, okay, this is where it needs to go every time for her to be happy.
For the ladies.
Like if
they find that spot between the F spot and the H spot.
Right.
So it's about being bigger or being...
So that's the other thing. Then they could do a rejuvenation on her to like...
But you wouldn't have to do anything to her. Just do something to...
Right. That's what I don't understand. Why would you both have to get plastic surgery? Either she needs to get it...
Or just go find a guy...
Like, get a smaller room.
There's... Or yes.
Because like...
Right.
It's not her fault, but like, say she's had kids.
Right.
Then it's through no fault of his own. You liked him enough before. It was like, your junk is perfect. But now that I've had kids, it's like, you're only occasionally glancing off the sides. Like, it's so, so now it's like, but why would you need, if you do both, then I feel like she's going to be in pain.
Maybe.
Because you've made her room smaller and the guy who lives in that room bigger.
Oh,
so
right.
It's like the combination of the two things is like a bowl in a china shop.
Right.
So
that's too much.
But and then here's Amber with her like realization. Some friction. Good. But I mean, what happens if you go big or she goes, if you both do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you break up.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh.
Because now I've matched my junk to this girl.
Right, I got
to
rematch to...
So you just got to keep going. And what if, like, in my case, what if you're already too big?
Oh, is that...
Do they do a smallifying feature?
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.